You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined by Kate Lochte and by MSU's Associate Provost, Renee Duncan.
Thank you for being with us today, Renee.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
And everybody is pretty happy because one of the biggest days in Murray State's annual year is Saturday when we graduate. How many folks?
Oh, my goodness. They're going to be about 800, 900 undergraduates, and then probably another almost 400 graduate students. It's a huge number of students.
And there's something quite remarkable in our institution's 92-year history.
Yes, yes, indeed. This is the first year that we are going to be conferring the doctoral degree to students. We're really excited. Our DNP, the Doctorate of Nurse Practitioner, has its first graduates this year. And the ceremony that goes with becoming a doctor is really kind of cool in a nerdy kind of way.
Is it sort of medieval? I think it all comes from that era.
It is. And so what's going to happen for our nurses who are becoming doctors of nursing is that when they go on to the stage, their professors will give them a hood, but not just give them a hood. They will actually place the hood over the nurse's head, and drape it across her shoulders. And that signifies that little ceremony signifies that she now has earned that doctorate. Now, this again, like you said, it is a medieval thing. In medieval times, the hood really was a hood. They wore it up over their head and it draped down their backs. Nowadays, we don't wear it over our heads, but it's a really pretty kind of a stole almost that drapes from the neck down, almost to the knees. And it has the color of the school and the color of the program in which the degree is conferred. And so it's a really pretty thing. But being hooded is part of the ceremony where you have become that degree holder. And the fact that this is going to happen on stage in front of hundreds and hundreds of people, where these nurses are going to be formally presented to the community as doctors, is just really an exciting thing for all of us.
Well, it's so new, and one of the most interesting parts of this year's graduation, and I know there are some other pretty outstanding stories to be told.
Oh, yes, indeed. Indeed. So we have, of course, all of our undergraduate students, our graduate students, and now our doctoral students who are going through this rite of passage, and that's a big story for every single one of them. But we have a bunch of unique stories in here. We have, of course, all of our international students who have been brave enough to come across the ocean or across the border to stay at Murray State and earn a degree from a school where the language may not have been their first language. The amount of bravery and stick-to-itiveness that it takes for an international student to come and earn a degree is, I'm just so proud of all of them. We have an undergraduate student, and his name is Ray Chumbler, and he is a student who has autism. And he has earned his degree. He'll be getting his degree on Saturday in nonprofit leadership studies. And in the time that Ray has been here, he has started a foundation for scholarships for autistic students. So a student did this, and he's raised over $4,000 toward this foundation.
Oh my goodness.
Now, he's hoping to get up to about $25,000, so it'll be a sustaining scholarship. But here we have a student who has this diagnosis, which many people would think that this would keep him from being able to be successful. And yet he has come in, he's earned a degree, he started a foundation, he's raised all this money. Just absolutely stunning that a student would be able to do this while also working toward his degree. So he's just one of the many stories that we have out there.
I bet he's popping some buttons off the shirt with pride.
Oh, yes, yes, I would imagine so. And his department, the Nonprofit Leadership Studies Department, they're all so proud of him, and I'm sure his family is maybe even more proud if that's possible. So he should certainly be proud of his accomplishments.
Wow. I noticed that our outstanding senior men and senior women are both in sciences.
Oh, boy, are they ever.
You read the titles of their thesis.
Oh, right, right. Okay, yeah. I think I won't do that. But let's see. So Samuel Pellock and Carly Whittington. Samuel is a chemistry biology major, a chemistry biochemistry major with a minor in biology. And Carly is a biological sciences pre-med major with a minor in chemistry. Whee. And so Carly is on her way to med school. So she'll be starting at the University of Louisville College of Medicine in the fall. And then Sam is heading to University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to get his doctorate in biochemistry. So if you'd take a second to look at their resumes from their time here at Murray State, it will blow your mind. It's amazing that two undergraduate students could do all the things that they have done and maintain these incredible GPAs. So these students have been actively involved in research, really some amazing research. They've traveled, they've been involved with organizations. These young people have achieved more than many of us have achieved in a lifetime, and they've been able to do that in their time here at Murray State.
It's pretty exciting all in all, and I think we probably should just do the numbers in terms of when does graduation start, when does the traffic hit town the worst.
Right, so if you're driving into town on Saturday morning and you're not planning to go to graduation, stay out of the right-hand lane on 641 because they are going to be, there's going to be a long line of traffic. And so the ceremony itself begins at 10 o'clock. And so families need to make sure they're there well before 10. And so the students will start lining up at 9 o'clock. And the CFSB Center will be open by 8. I mean, there's plenty of time. But because there are going to be so many people, so many cars, you do want to make sure that you're there in plenty of time so that you don't miss the students marching into the arena, because that it gives me goosebumps every year, even though I've seen it over and over for 21 years. It still gives me goosebumps, and I know that family and friends don't want to miss that. So make sure you get there plenty early. Account for the traffic, because there is going to be a lot of traffic whether you're coming in on 641 or one of the other roads. And you'll park in the stadium parking lot, and there's plenty of room. There'll be shuttle buses. So just get there in time to park and then come inside to find a seat. And a little fair warning, because there is going to be such a large graduating class this year, and everybody brings family and friends, it's going to be pretty packed. So you want to make sure you're there early enough to get a seat, because the stragglers might end up having to stand. Now, there is plenty of room to stand, but it's going to be a long ceremony, so you want to make sure that you're as comfortable as possible.
Well, you said the key word, long ceremony. Dr. Miller seems to be a stickler for brevity. I was wondering if it would be done in record time this year.
We place bets on how long it's going to last each year, and this last one, he really did toe the line, and we got through pretty quickly. So hopefully it's not going to go too terribly long, but you know, it's such an important time, and we want each student to have his or her Time in the Sunshine. We want each student to walk across that stage, and so that does take a bit of time. It's not like some of the huge universities where they just have the whole group stand up and sit down and it's over with. Our students have worked really hard for this, and so we want them to, each and every one of them, to be recognized. But that does mean that it is a long morning.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that we've got such a great class walking on Saturday. Congratulations to all of you and your families, and Associate Provost Renee Duncan, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.